Warehouse 21 presents Theatre of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theatre drama based on the writings of youth, grades 6 to 12, in 2022. Episode 2, Gun Violence. Youth speak out on gun violence and lockdowns in schools.
We are coming on the air at this hour with news of a school shooting.
Another community is in disbelief, shocked by devastating violence.
Reporting on this horrific scene unfolding in Uvalde, Texas.
I can't believe it happened again.
Of course it happened again.
What's not to believe?
And it will happen again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thanks.
School should be a place where we know that we are safe and bad things aren't going to happen.
It seems that over the past decade or so, schools haven't been safe.
It's like every week there's a new shooting happening at or near a school.
You see it everywhere, too. On the news, social media platforms, and word of mouth.
In a sad way, it's kind of become normal.
It's no longer, OMG, really? But more, really? Again?
All over the country, school shootings are happening almost every single day.
My first ever experience of learning about gun violence was when I was in second grade.
We did a lockdown drill where we locked the doors and shut the blinds.
We sat in the dark for 20 minutes, not talking, because, as my teacher said, being quiet in these situations can save our lives.
That was the first time I felt unsafe at school.
Later, I got home and my mom explained that the drill was meant to keep us safe from guns.
If there was a shooter in my school, I would feel very unsafe, but I'll try to fight back.
Students need a lot more training to defend themselves.
If we have to fight, we could get our backpacks and fling them at the intruders.
I think I could fight and not get killed. I would attack the intruder with a sharp flagpole.
I do not think students should fight because we're just kids. We should have an adult fight for us.
Teachers should have at least one gun locked in a closet.
Teachers should be armed with either a small crossbow or a small gun, like a Glock 17 Gen 3.
Teachers should at least get some self-defense lessons.
So far, in 2023, the U.S. is averaging about 2 mass shootings a day.
A lockdown would be scary, but fun.
Fun?
There have been more mass school shooting deaths in the past 18 years than in all of the 20th century.
We should at least be able to go out the window and not stay in the room and wait for the shooter to find us.
Teachers should have a pocket knife to cut the screens so the kids could jump out.
There should be a safe room for the students.
I want to feel safe and live my life.
I think it's sad because my parents talked about it when they were in school and not really anything ever happened.
A lockdown is scary. We are just little kids and this is a lot of responsibility.
I don't want to die.
A long list of school shooting casualties includes a classroom full of first graders, an event that shocked the nation.
But not enough.
The school should get more money to make an underground bunkers in the closet and put more security and more alarms.
We need metal detectors above every classroom door.
Schools should have all locked doors and security cameras.
The district needs to have the cops more connected to the schools.
I think they should change the gun laws.
We do need more laws or something like a background check to get a gun, so no lunatics get a hold of a firearm.
Guns do not belong in schools.
I just want to go to school and be safe.
School safety. What does that mean?
Well, to me, school safety means feeling safe at a place I spend almost every day at.
School is where kids come to learn, but how can we learn if we don't feel safe?
It's important that we not only feel safe, but are safe.
School should be a safe place, not a place with threats or violence.
School should be where you learn about our careers and the world, not about violence.
What about teachers? They should be protected too.
Their jobs are to teach us and help us learn, but when we come to school, we never know what's going to happen.
Will there be a shooting?
Will there be a lockdown?
A threat?
We don't know.
School should be a place where we can feel safe and focus on learning. Students should feel safe, and so should teachers. We're a community.
A family.
So let's have schools be where we feel safe, not where we feel threatened.
Obviously, we haven't done a great job at doing this with all the school shootings that have happened, not only in the United States, but all over the world, too.
Actually, that's not true.
Of course it's true. We do have a lot of school shootings.
Yeah, we do. But it isn't happening all over the world.
What? Are you sure?
Positive. The U.S. is not the only country to have school shootings. But while some other countries suffered 1 to 10 school shootings last year, the U.S. had 288.
288? That's insane. You must be including all the school shootings since the beginning of time.
No, that's just for 2022. There were 250 in 2021, 114 in 2020. A decade earlier, in 2010, there were just 15 school shootings. So, yeah, it is getting worse.
It really is. But why is it so much worse in the U.S.?
It's not that complicated. Other countries have tight gun controls, and if they ever had one mass shooting, they tighten them even more.
But doesn't the U.S. just have a whole lot more guns than any other country?
More than others, yes, but that doesn't completely answer the question. The U.S. has about 88 guns for every 100 people. Our neighbor Canada, for example, has 30.
But they do also have dangerous weapons. The difference is that an 18-year-old can't just walk into a gun store and walk out with an AR-15 13 minutes later, like the Lakeland, Florida shooter did in the U.S.
In Canada, restricted guns need to be registered, unlike in the U.S., where you can stockpile 1,000 AR-15s and nobody would ever know. If you buy any gun in Canada, you need a permit, and you have to take a gun safety course.
Lots of Americans will say the problem isn't all the guns and the liberal gun laws that's causing all the shootings. They always blame something else.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
But like America, Canada also has gangs, drugs,
alcohol abuse, mental illnesses, bullying in schools, poor neighborhoods, video games, and violent movies.
All the problems that every other country has.
Other countries don't have the gun entitlement culture the U.S. does.
They also don't have such easy access to guns.
Many people that have seen the news or even witnessed gun violence or the school shootings that plague our country still believe that guns are a human right. I do not believe that. They are weapons that are meant to be controlled.
Logically, the problem is the number of guns and the laws regulating their sale and ownership. Deadlier weapons have become more available. Bullets can be ordered online.
So why don't we talk about this all the time? Partly because it scares us.
And partly because the problem can seem so intractable, even as polls show majority support for measures that could curb the violence.
The fact of the matter is that we need serious gun reform, point blank, period.
And gun reform is not an infringement of Second Amendment rights, because the Second Amendment was created when it was with muskets, not assault weapons.
I sometimes feel truly scared to walk through the doors of my high school.
So many students have been shot in their schools.
It still kind of weirds me out that I didn't get more badly injured or even pass away, because I was directly exposed. It just doesn't make any sense.
I did the thing that you're not supposed to do in a shooting. Go towards the back of the room. I panicked.
When I woke up at the hospital, I remember my mom and dad being there and not knowing how to feel.
There was a girl who was praying in Spanish, and I thought maybe I should pray too. This is a time when you pray. So I did, and then I looked over and saw one of my classmates with her head down. Then I sort of realized that she wasn't alive anymore. It's weird to say that. When you look at someone who's passed, you just kind of know.
A bullet skinned my head. There was blood, but it didn't feel like it could be real.
I'm doing homeschooling now. I'm not sure when I'll go back to school. I don't want to. I don't feel safe. I don't talk about it with anybody. I get really upset.
I'm in a mass shooting Facebook group with other victims. When I joined, there were only a couple hundred. Now it's almost 900.
It turned into total survival mode. There were two girls sitting by the back door to the classroom, and they said, "Let's go, now." I had no idea where the shooter was. I had no idea that I had even been shot yet. Outside, I started running. There's a brick wall, anywhere from 7 to 9 feet tall, and there's a gate that you could climb up, but there were people crowding it, so I just decided, I'm going to get over this wall. And all in one motion, I got up and over the wall. Somebody was running past me, and I asked them real quick, "Whose blood is this?" And they said, "It's yours. It's yours. You have a bullet hole in your neck." And I couldn't believe it, because how am I running? How am I talking? After a few weeks, everything returned to normal. It kind of amazed me. I was back on the mound, thinking. I just pitched a game 2 weeks after I'd gotten shot in the head.
I didn't want to go back to school ever again. They let me do all my homework at home. I would stay up all night until I fell asleep. I would get up every time I saw a branch move.
I tried to scream, but blood came out. My hand was spurting blood, too. It looked like the scene from The Crow. Then I pretty much passed out. I woke up a couple of times. My friend Shelley had my head in her lap, and she was crying and saying, "Don't fall asleep. Don't die on me. Don't give up." I remember thinking, "Oh, you're so dramatic, Shelley. I'm fine. I just want to go to sleep. I'm cold." Later on, I woke up again and had a lifesaver in my mouth. I spit it out because I was worried I would choke on it. A paramedic saw me spit out the lifesaver and realized I was still alive.
It felt like fainting is what it felt like. It was nothing that I would have said, "Oh, being shot would probably feel like this." Nothing like it at all.
It didn't hurt until that last shot. None of the first five hit bone. Number 6 entered the side of my backpack and hit a notebook. If you flip through the pages, you can see where the bullet actually changed trajectory, where it turned around and pointed straight for my spine.
Everyone was trying to flee for their lives. As I'm running, a girl beside me fell, and I had to help her get back on her feet. That's when I felt a really bad burning sensation in my neck, and then another one in my shoulder blade. I remember laying on the ground trying to figure out, why can't I get up?
I was in the hospital for like 2 months. I wasn't bored. The pain wouldn't let me get distracted. It was all over my body, not just where I'd been shot. Imagine that someone stabbed you with a knife and wouldn't take it out, would just push it in.
I was sitting in the cafeteria at the table I always sat at. The moment the second bullet hit me, I tried to crawl underneath the table, but there was a bar, so I couldn't. So I made the decision that instead, I was going to purposefully watch what transpired, because they were going to need witnesses.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah, so it's about regulating those people.
How about we treat every young man who wants to buy a gun?
And it is, overwhelmingly, young men.
Treat every young man who wants to buy a gun like every young woman who wants to get an abortion. A mandatory 48-hour waiting period, parental permission, a note from his doctor proving he understands what he's about to do, a video he has to watch about the effects of gun violence, an ultrasound wand up his ass just because.
Let's close down all but one gun shop in every state and make him travel hundreds of miles, take time off work, and stay overnight in a strange town to get a gun.
Make him walk through a gauntlet of people holding photos of loved ones who were shot to death. People who call him a murderer and beg him not to buy a gun.
It makes more sense to do this with young men and guns than with women in healthcare, right? I mean, no woman getting an abortion has ever killed a room full of people in seconds, right?
We need tighter gun laws.
Like, you can't even attempt to buy one until your brain has stopped developing at 25.
We need better background checks, and we need to ban guns altogether. And if we can't do that, then at the very least, we need to ban assault weapons.
We want to be like the rest of the world, where kids don't have to fear that there could be a shooter in their school at any time.
I want to be safe in my school.
I want to know that I'm going home alive at the end of the day.
School shootings have to stop.
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 Stop. Stop.